And my newest CD, which just came out today, it's called Public Enemy Number One, and you know who that is. Public Enemy Number One, you're going to love this. If you love Dead Doctors Don't Lie, you'll love Public Enemy Number One. Okay, I want to thank you very much for being a good audience. I've got about 2 or 3 minutes left, I think, and I'm going to go ahead and take it, 2 or 3 minutes, and give you kind of a summary here, because we've been all over the place. And just think about it. If everybody were like me medically and haven't seen a doctor in 68 years, no surgeries, no prescription drugs, if I do my own physical for about $4.50, the book Let's Play Doctor tells you how to do your own physical. You can go to a pharmacy without a prescription. You got all the same test strips your doctor will use in his office when he gives you a physical for $800 or $2,000. The book Let's Play Doctors tells you what all the numbers mean and how to interpret them. You keep a log of that. You do all that stuff yourself. By the time you do it the third time, your little grandbabies or your own babies will come up to you. Here, Grandpa. Here, Daddy. Here's my urine. I want my test strip. I want to see the colors. That's what you want. I'm not going to daycare without my stuff. I want my BTT. That's when you know you've done it right. Okay? Please, please don't forget to give young couples that are getting engaged that are not already on the 90. Even if they're on the 90, they've been a customer. I'd make them, you know, I'd buy a CEO pack and give that to them for a wedding present or engagement present and get them a longevity business and say, hey, you're getting married now, boy. You're going to need more money than you ever thought. You're going to have to be sending your kids to school. You better be starting now. By the time they're ready for their cars, they'll be able to pay for their own cars. You'll be able to pay for their school, so you won't have to get student loans. Don't cry about student loans. Just don't get them. That's what longevity can help your family do, huh? Hooah! Okay. And lastly, we have to think about our athletes, whether it's the weekend, you know, warrior kind of athlete who just kind of goes to the gym on the weekends or plays golf on the weekends, or maybe goes to the gym 3 nights a week, and they're not really in high school anymore. They're, you know, working young adults, but they're going to the gym 3 days a week and they're sweating, or maybe they are university athletes, or maybe they're Olympic trainees, or maybe they're professional athletes. We need to get them on these. Why do you think? It always fascinated me. We have the greatest athletes on earth. We have the greatest medical system. We have the most food. We have the most everything. And who is it wins the marathon every year in the Olympics? Some little 4-foot guy from Ethiopia. The little Ethiopian always wins the marathons. Why is that? Because they're still putting wood ashes in their gardens. Do you get it? Okay. So we have to supplement properly. And it's very, very simple. If we do this, you'll be blessed with 25, 50, 75 more years. Remember, the oldest living person documented by a government in the last 150 years has been this Dr. Li from north central China. And that's because they had enormous numbers of these rare earths, which double the lifespan of laboratory animals, in the place where he grew his garden and he chopped the wood to burn for his fuel, but also for the fertilizer for the ashes. He was born in 1677, died May 1933. He was 256. You can do the same thing, but you're going to have to make it a priority instead of mowing your lawn. Mowing your lawn shouldn't be your priority, okay? It's nice to keep your lawn mowed, but that shouldn't be your priority. Being your priority is to have your family live to be as long as you can get them to live in a healthful way. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless longevity. God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.